Simen Memches Halacha Zion Lechem Gomer regarding regular baked bread, shabishli that was then cooked, or tigna bechema v'kadem or fried in butter, or something similar. I feel hever mimenu toyer lechem, even if the process has lost its bread-like appearance, kain shatachay bebeitzim, like such as if it was smeared with eggs. Think about French toast, I guess. Imyesh beprusa kazayis, as long as a piece that he is eating is at least the size of a kazayis, kol din lechem. I love all the dinim of lechem is on it. Vim'ein bechol prusa kazayis. However, if none of the pieces that he's eating were originally as large as a kazayis, afapisha yidei abishal nafchol, even if they swelled as a result of cooking, yesh bechol prusa kazayis, so that each piece is the size of a kazayis now. Or during the cooking process, the pieces became attached to each other. Venasa gush gadol became one large mass. I feel yesh aleim tar lechem, even if the pieces still retain their bread-like appearance. They do not have a din lechem. Ovarchem alav rak barib mina mezainus. You make a mezainus on them. Ulachav alamicha, and afterwards you make an alamicha. I feel achal kadei sevia, even if you ate an amount that would fully satiate you. Vimloy bishlam, if you do not cook the pieces of bread, el she'er aleim reita roiseach, but poured a boiling broth over them, havi suffik bracha, then there's a suffik bracha. Shuntim esap galam, because we are unsure, ye'er achash bishl in yinzeh aloy, if whether the altering the pieces by pouring with scalding water is equivalent to cooking or not. Vein lechol zois, therefore you should not eat this food, el b'sei chasuda, except during a meal, which you already washed on bread, and be pater from making bracha, because it's part of your suda. Vimlai bishlam, if you did not cook the pieces of bread, el sharon v'mashkin, you soak them in liquid, ibimark v'kadaima, or in broth, or something similar, v'aim b'prusas kazayis, and the pieces are not the size of kazayis. In this case, the halacha depends on whether the pieces retain a bread-like appearance or not. If they do retain a bread-like appearance, then they retain the halacha of standard bread. If they do not have a bread-like appearance, they do not have the status of bread. I feel achal kadei sviyasa, and even if he ate the amount that would fully satiate, mevarach rak bari mina mezunis, he would only make a bari mina mezunis, l'achar v'al michya, and after is an ala michya. And the shtan mara hamashkin, if during the soaking the color of the liquid change, machmas aprusa is a result of the pieces of bread, v'yidua sheneva mehem tayar lechem, then the pieces have certainly lost their bread-like appearance, v'chein im nishr b'yayin adam, if you soak them in red wine, ein lahem oy tayar lechem, they no longer are considered to have a bread-like appearance, and you would make an alamechya and a mezonos. Halacha ches. Isa shenilosha afil b'mayim levad, dough even if it was kneaded with water only, ubishla, but rather than baking it, it was cooked in water. Mevarachal barmin mezonos, you make a barmine mezonos. L'achav alamechya, and after is an alamechya. Afil achal shir svia, even if you ate a amount that fully satiates. Uchein grisim, likewise a dish of cooked grits. Shenasama mechameshes mine dagum, which are made from mechameshes mine dagum, bishlam, and you cook them in water. Mavarach alayim gam came by mine zonis. So I think this would be similar to oatmeal. L'achareim alamechya. Afil achal shir svia, even if you ate achila svia. If you eat these foods together with soup, as well as foods made from dough that one eats together with soup, or with milk in which they are cooked, let's think over here, possibly croutons or knedel maybe. If you do not have to make a bracha on the soup or the milk, but only on this grain product that you're eating with it. Kihema tefillin, because the liquid's considered a tafel, betel megabim, and are bottled to the bread, the mizonos, the grain food that you're eating with it. Ava, however, in bishul rakm at levivos agrisim, if you cook the liquid with only a small amount of dumplings or grits, vikr kavanasai, and your ikr kavana is rak bishul haroitev ayachalav, is only the broth or the milk. Then the broth and the milk is not bottled to the grain food that's there. And you would make a shahakal on the liquid. Even though you're eating dumplings or the grits as well, in our right to vachal betelis, they're not batal. Since they are ikar. Nevertheless, in order to act regarding these brachas in the ideal way, you should first make a shahakal on the broth or the milk itself, and to drink a little bit of liquid. And afterwards, you make a barmin mezonos on the dumplings or the grits. Both brachos are necessary since the grain are also not subordinate to the they're not tuffle to the soup or the broth. Even though your kavana is your primary interest is not on these grain products but on the broth, since it's made from grain and it's chashav in itself, in a nasa tafel, it doesn't become a tafel. Lahafsa brachasa to be mafsid from its mezonos bracha. Kol shaba litain tam b'kadera, as long as it serves to add flavor to the dish. But if it wouldn't add any flavor to the dish, then it would become a tafel, even though it's from dagon. Halacha test. Machalam sh'oisim yimatza kasusha. Foods are made from a matzah meal. Oymelechem mefer, or from breadcrumbs. Sh'ma'arvim oisim that are prepared by mixing the crumbs or small pieces. B'shuman u'beitzim mechalav with fat, eggs, or milk. V'gaivlim, and kneading them. U'mavashlam oymetagim oisim, and then cooking or frying them. Mavarach olim barim yimizonis. Achrim alamichya, you make a barim yimizonis. And afterwards, an al hamichya.